By remote, I'm Gene Randall. Her admirers called her RBG, and today they are mourning the passing of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died yesterday at the age of 87 after a long battle with cancer. Her place in history was secured when she became just the second woman to serve on a 9-member court. Ginsburg was appointed by Democratic President Bill Clinton in 1993. She's remembered as a forceful advocate for women's rights and gender equality, a strong, reliable, liberal voice on the nation's highest court. Chief Justice John Roberts called his colleague a jurist of historic stature, adding, quote, "Today we mourn, but with confidence that future generations will remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg as we knew her, a tireless and resolute champion of justice." Rising from a working-class family in New York City, Ginsburg overcame hostility toward women in the male-dominated legal profession to become something of a pop icon for American liberals. Just 6 weeks before Election Day, the high court vacancy is certain to touch off a spirited political battle. Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell insists he will hold a vote on anyone President Donald Trump nominates. Mr. Trump himself says there will be no delay in his selection process, clearly looking for a quick confirmation vote in the Senate. Trump's November opponent, Democrat Joe Biden, says the next president must do the selecting. As he put it, the voter should pick the president and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider. In the meantime, the court vacancy becomes another hot-button issue in Donald Trump's bid for re-election, with Democrats poised to make it tough for the president and his Republican Party to squeeze in a nomination and a Senate confirmation vote before November. The Trump administration will ban the Chinese apps WeChat and TikTok in the U.S. starting tomorrow night. That will block potential new users from downloading the Chinese-owned platforms over concerns they pose a national security threat. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Trump administration says all United Nations sanctions on Iran must be restored.